This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Science and logic do their best to tell me how, but they fail at telling me why. I need someone bigger, someone that loves me, to talk to me. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. A love so bold to see a revolution. Somehow, my hands are ready, my feet are ready, my heart is ready. Let's go. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. I love so bold to see a revolution somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom and this world I overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Roaring, he's roaring. Let hope arise and make the darkness hide.
Hallelujah.
My faith is dead. I need a resurrection somehow. But I'm lost in your freedom.
Oh, yes, I am.
And this world I'll overcome. My God's not dead. Surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Shake the ground.
Shake the ground.
The sound.
A revival.
Say it one more time. We need your fire. Cause our hearts are cold. Shake the ground. We need you now. Sing that one more time. If we ever needed you before.
Surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
He's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. He's surely alive, he's living on the inside,
roaring like a lion. Come out of great tribulation
and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb forevermore.
Bill Martinez Live.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez Live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and help us pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Ron Kessler is with us right now. He's the New York Times bestselling author of The First Family Detail, Secrets of the FBI, in the President's Secret Service and the CIA at War, a former Wall Street Journal and Washington Post investigative reporter. Ron, always good to have you. Congratulations on the new book, The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game.
Thank you.
Hey, Ron, before we get into this book specifically, you know, particularly with your background and what you've written about in the past with the secrets of the FBI in the President's Secret Service, all that's going on right now with the FBI, is something positive going to come out of this? Because it seems that the FBI, at least in the upper echelons, there's a rather dark cloud over it. And I'll just leave it at that without getting into too much opinion, because there's just so much in question right now with that institution. And it's making a majority of Americans quite skittish that you have something as powerful as the FBI out of order.
Well, in my new book, The Trump White House, I do go into many of those FBI issues and point out that, you know, there are really quite a few holes in the anti-FBI narrative. So I hope that's reassuring. It, as you indicated, it would go on forever if we got into the FBI thing. But, you know, just as one example, you know, Peter Strzok's email messages, which are anti-Trump, obviously are inappropriate. This kind of strident personal opinion on FBI phones is unacceptable. But one of those messages said that he didn't want to be on the investigation because he didn't think there was anything there. So obviously he's not out to get Trump, as opposed to some of the claims.
So there's a challenge there to reconcile some of these statements, although it seems to be that there was, you know, some hidden activity or maybe obvious activity at the upper level of management of the FBI that allowed it to be, you know, so purposeful, it seems, in promoting a Hillary Clinton regime.
Well, certainly the McCabe revelations are troubling that he lied, but, you know, the FISA business is really a lot of hot air. The investigation into Carter Page began long before Trump declared his candidacy, when Carter Page, the target of that surveillance, became the target. He had already left the campaign. Mm-hmm. He'd only been in one advisory board meeting. So if the FBI wanted to, you know, quote, surveil the Trump campaign, they were pretty incompetent because they picked someone who wasn't even in the campaign.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of this. But more interesting is Trump himself. You know, what is this guy all about? Mm-hmm. He makes these outrageous comments. But yet, if you look at the results, it's pretty impressive. If you look at the economy, the roaring stock market, the unprecedented low unemployment rate, unprecedented low black unemployment rate, mm-hmm. in foreign affairs, almost getting rid of ISIS, going after Syria with missiles, about to meet with a North Korean leader. Those are achievements that I think will be remembered as his legacy, as opposed to some of the controversial comments and outrageous comments. Mm-hmm. I interviewed Norma Forderer, who was his top aide for 26 years, and she said there are two Donald Trumps. One is the one you see on TV who makes these outrageous comments to get attention for his brand and mm-hmm. now for his presidency. So it's a shtick. And then there's the real Donald that insiders know, who's just the opposite. He's thoughtful. He listens. He's careful about making decisions. He didn't build this empire worth billions by being a fool. Mm-hmm. And certainly it's unsettling. I think every supporter feels uncomfortable sometimes when he makes some of these comments. But if you look at the picture, the big picture, he is achieving results through that strange method, which sort of empowers him, because if he's the number one topic of conversation every day, the number one subject of media attention, that just enhances his power, so that foreign countries want to kowtow to him or fear him, and the same with CEOs. That's the way he leads.
Well, and the thing, Ron, he has given a voice to forgotten America, Main Street America, who for years have said these things. And, of course, for a long time, it became politically incorrect. And now you've got somebody controlling the bully pulpit like one Donald Trump. And though at times it may appear, you know, as you say, insensitive, it does bring the question to the forefront. No matter, you know, if you talk about, Little Rocket Man in North Korea and look where he's at. I mean, we've almost got him to a bargaining table, and in being in a position of strength as opposed to previous experiences with North Korea, where we've gotten together and it's almost like we're the ones coming with hat in hand instead of them.
Exactly. You know, Obama famously was described as leading from behind. As you say, Trump is leading from strength. And he, at the same time, wants to project this tough guy image. And so he doesn't want people to know about his compassionate side. For example, he hands out $100 bills to janitors for when they move furniture. He doesn't want that out. And when I interviewed him for the book, it's the only interview that he's given for a book as president, he says. And I asked him about that, and why don't you let people know that side of you? And he said, well, how do you know that? Where did you hear that? He was trying to obfuscate about giving out $100 bills. And another new item is that Melania has a very powerful interest. You know, she's portrayed in the media as spineless and a fool, and a foreign accent, and it's coming from pro-immigrant people like Chelsea Handler. She actually sits in on meetings and will summarize the points that others made and then come up with her own strategy. And I quote Reince Priebus in the book and others as saying that her judgment is just impeccable. They're so impressed by her political savvy and knowledge. She keeps up with everything, and she also will give Trump articles that she thinks he should read, regardless of whether they're negative or positive. Mm-hmm. And she's not afraid to disagree with him. Back in Mar-a-Lago, Martha Stewart showed up one day, and Tony Sinical, the Mar-a-Lago butler, opened the door, and Martha asked if she could take a tour of Mar-a-Lago. And Tony said, sure, let's do it tomorrow at 3 p.m. And then he told Donald said, great. And then later in the day, Tony went to check to see if Donald needed anything in the private quarters. And Trump started screaming at him, just out of control. You dumbass, why did you schedule it for 3 p.m. when the club members won't be here? You should have scheduled it for noon when the club members would see Martha and Martha would see her. Well, at that moment, Melania walked in and she said to Tony, she said to Trump, I don't think you should be talking to Tony in that town. Nothing more was said, but the next morning, Trump handed Tony $2,000 in $20 bills, would you believe? And I asked Tony, you know, why did he do $20 bills? And he said, well, everything he does is strange.
Yes, without a doubt. We're talking with Ron Kessler, his new book, The Trump White House. More from Ron right after this. Stay with us.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
You might have testified.
Back with you, man. back at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The Trump White House changing the rules of the game. Ron Kessler is with us, best-selling author of The First Family Detail. Ron actually had a conversation with the president, unlike, as we know, Michael Wolff and, you know, the fraud, fire and fury story that he tried to throw at us. And I say it was such a fraud because even by his own admission, Ron, he had admit that about 50% of what he reported on, it was like what he didn't really know.
I call it a novel, you know, and somewhat, yeah. So much of it is obviously untrue, you know, that Melania didn't want him to run. Melania actually urged him to run and said, you know, you have to stop pussyfooting around because nobody's going to support you if they don't believe you're going to run. You have to declare your candidacy. And that's what he did. And sure enough, he showed up in the polls. And the book said that on election night, he looked like a ghost. She was in tears. Well, and all he did was look at TV. They were both ecstatic. You know, it's just unbelievable that anybody would take that seriously.
Well, she even said, she says, well, you know, if you run, you're going to win. There was no doubt in her mind whatsoever that he was going to win. But the same question that she brought up was the same one that Michael Flynn had. It's the same one that I had. Was a businessman counting the cost of entering into the fray of politics? Was he going to go all the way, or were we going to experience something like Ross Perot?
Sure. You know, but her advice is something that he adopted, and sure enough, she was right. And by the way, speaking of right, I predicted in a Daily Mail article in January 2016 that he would win the presidency. That was before he was nominated. So when I conclude in this book that he will be seen as one of the greatest presidents, you can count on that, because it's just like Reagan, who was also reviled by the press, but he got rid of the Soviet Union. He boosted the economy. It's the same with Trump. The results are obvious if you take off the blinders. And years from now, the tweets and the controversial comments will be forgotten.
Do you think that after all is said and done, that Melania might be a little bit like Nancy Reagan in terms of ensuring, kind of being a little bit of a guard of the brand, of the Trump brand and his legacy?
Well, interesting question.
And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean that there has to be somebody who kind of keeps an extra guard, you know, for the president of the United States, who's got so many things coming at him.
Yeah, she will, you know, warn him about people who seem to want to take advantage of him. She has very good instincts. But at the same time, unlike Nancy, she won't, you know, give orders to aides, which is what Nancy did. The aides are, you know, just love her. She's so, you know, sensitive to their feelings as well. But she does weigh in, and she will disagree with Trump. With, you know, sitting with him, she will sit in on meetings with cabinet officers and voice her opinion. She is some special lady, and she speaks six languages, which is a lot more than Chelsea Handler speaks.
Exactly. You think? I guess some similarities enter into other, you know, enter mind for other first ladies. You know, what Jackie Kennedy brought to the White House. Ivanka Trump brings some stated class, and you know, every time you see her on the world stage, no matter what kind of tennis shoes she may or may not be wearing, there you have this sense of pride for our country and our first lady, don't you? And there's some aspects of it that reminds me of Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah, the charm and the grace is there, but Jackie, you know, really was not involved in any of the affairs. I shouldn't say affairs.
The details,
policies, details.
Right.
You know, she was totally excluded from anything like that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Melania said to me at Mar-a-Lago, "I read every one of your articles," so she definitely has good judgment. I've known both of them for two decades, first got to know them when I flew down with my wife Pam, who's also a former Washington Post reporter, to Mar-a-Lago to spend the weekend with Trump for my book about Palm Beach called The Season Inside Palm Beach and America's richest society. And so I've known them ever since. And on the way down, Trump imitated the nasal congested tones of the blue blood old guard in Palm Beach, condemning his club because it admits Jews and blacks. Mar-a-Lago, of course, admits Jews and blacks, whereas some clubs in Palm Beach to this day exclude them, and they're able to do it legally. He said, he imitated these old guard people, and he said, I want to be loved, and I enjoy sticking it to them. So that sort of sums up Trump. He wants to be loved, and he enjoys sticking it to anybody who gets in his way.
Exactly. Well, in your book, you address the influence or maybe some of the challenges that he's had with his own daughter, Ivanka Trump, and her husband, Jared Kushner.
Jared and Ivanka have been responsible for the most disastrous and foolish decisions of the Trump presidency, namely firing Jim Comey as FBI director, which led to the appointment of Mueller as special counsel, and hiring Anthony Scaramucci, which must be the most foolish decision in White House history, at least as far as hiring goes. But they thought that Scaramucci would burnish their image. They're naive. They fell for his sweet talk. And Donald understands that they are problems and has even said to them, maybe you should go back to New York, and hinted that maybe he would like them to go back to New York. But they are the Teflon aides, as they call them, because their family is not going to fire them. He was watching Jared one day on TV, and he said, look at him. He looks like a little boy, like a child. So he's not afraid to speak the truth about Jared.
Right. Well, Ivanka, he loves his daughter so much that he would obviously give her a lot more latitude. But, what you point out in the book, you say, well, okay, maybe if not before the end of this presidency, maybe if he's reelected, that they spend more time in New York than in D.C.
Yeah, I could see that happening for sure. And as he becomes more comfortable with his staff, that's more likely as well. You know, previously he would go with recommendations of other people about appointments, and now he's going with people that he's comfortable with, that he's known for a long time, that he admires, and I think that is a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we've discussed many times, and many radio stations across the country have talked about the leaking, that is the economy of choice in the Beltway, and you point out in your book that the queen of leakers is Kellyanne Conway.
I was interviewing Kellyanne at the White House. It was recorded, and she apparently forgot that it was on the record, and she started lambasting other colleagues. She spoke about Reince Priebus in the nastiest tone, and said things that were just obviously untrue. I didn't include them in the book because I just thought that would be unfair to Reince. Mm-hmm. Also, she called Jared and Ivanka leakers. Aides have told me that they've seen text messages that she has sent to reporters in which she leaks and castigates other staff members. Trump, of course, didn't know about this until now, so it'll be interesting to see what, if anything, he does about it.
Well, this is quite the revelation, and the things that you reveal in the Trump White House changing the rules of the game. Ron, as we wrap things up, what's the main takeaway that you want the readers to get from this book?
The book is unique because it is the only positive book about Trump, and it tells the truth, which includes negative items and juicy tidbits that I think readers on both sides will appreciate. But that is the goal, tell the truth, and that makes the book, I think, unique.
Exactly. And there's also a charming story there about how the president is asked by his billionaire cronies and friends to introduce them to communications director Hope Hicks. A lot of fun things in the books that you will enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. The Trump White House Changing the Rules of the Game, Ronald Kessler on Bill Martinez Live. Ron, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan?
Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, is anybody writing a book on the Pelosi-isms? I mean, Nancy Pelosi is just a running gag show. I mean, she's becoming kind of the Yogi Berra of Democratic politics. The things that she comes up with, I mean, she says the proposed wall is too high. It's obnoxious in a civilized society. Julio Rivera joins us right now. Julio, good to have you back with us. I you know, she cracks me up. I think you and I could get together. We'll just write a book on Pelosi-isms. What do you think?
Oh, my God, yeah. She's just the gift that keeps on giving. You know, you could do one on all of them. Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh,
we
yes.
Put Men on Mars.
Yeah.
You know, you've got, obviously, Maxine Waters, which
yes.
is another one. I mean, mm-hmm. it could be individual chapters because
well, yeah.
they're all just so out there.
Yeah, they really are at a time when we need people to come, you know, hey, let's come back down to earth, you know, let NASA do what they need to do, but we need people here whose feet is grounded. Julio Rivera joins us, leading voice in America's Latino journalism community, serves as the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, as well as featured columnist for The Hill, Newsmax, LiveZet, Clash Daily, and The Washington Times. Julio, Donald Trump, as we know, was speaking of the wall, was in California. You know, he probably felt safe there because it's a sanctuary city. So I wonder if California has any idea of protecting, you know, legal white people.
Well, you know, according to California, he's the baddest hombre there's ever been. I mean, you know what? Everybody's leaving California right now anyway. So I was
yes.
wondering if there would be even anybody there to protest because
yeah.
it's really horrible what's going on right now. People realize that they're not safe. Anybody that makes any kind of money in California is getting taxed to death. So, I mean, California is just dying on its own. It's about time that the federal government, people like Jeff Sessions, get involved and interject themselves, because that state economy is in really bad shape. So, I mean, and it's really attributable in most, more than anything else, to the illegal immigration problem that they have, Bill.
Well, and Baghdad, I say Baghdad, remember Baghdad Bob, you know, was telling everybody, everything's okay. We got the enemy where we want them. I mean, Governor Brown is like Baghdad Bob, and telling the people there that, hey, they've created all these new jobs and everything that's going on, and it's going, wait a minute, but I'm every day I'm hearing another business, you know, leaving California. I mean, you know, maybe things slowed down a little bit, ever since Rick Perry stopped being governor. But I'm sure, you know, the new governor of Texas is still calling California businesses saying, hey, look at, you know, come east. And meanwhile, in Utah, I just heard yesterday that, you know, there's something like 400 people coming into Utah every day. And guess where they're coming from?
California.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Exactly. From California. So, hey, the wagon.
In Colorado, they're also absorbing a lot of people.
Yeah. And the thing is this is what you get when you get a one-party state like California. And, you know, and the Democrats are finding out the hard way. And this is what's putting Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it's kind of interesting. You know, they were saying that this last, election there in Pennsylvania was a referendum on Trump. And what it's turning out to be is more of a referendum on Nancy Pelosi, right?
Well, you know, that's actually hard to say. I mean, I think that the results economically are going to speak for themselves, and people are going to make the decision to stick with something better. One thing that is exacerbating this fall of California, though, is the salt tax exemption or being taken out of the tax reform bill. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something that people are realizing now, that they're going to wind up having to pay more in taxes. There are some people, you know, the 10% of people are the blue state, upper middle class earners. And some of the regular middle class earners, depending on what your classification of middle class really is. In California, when you have a 13% sales tax, I mean, that's something, or not sales, income tax, that's something that is really just going to hurt you in a much larger scale if you can only write off a certain amount.
Well, we already know. I mean, I was born and raised in California. I saw what happened there as the Democrats continue to take more and more control of the state. And that is that they cannot handle the common man, the everyday man, having money in their pocket. They feel just like what President Obama said, you didn't build it. You know, if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have that. So you owe it to us. And whatever extra money, whatever discretionary money you get, we're going to take it away from you. In fact, you guys really, you know, hammered us with Proposition 13. We can't go after your houses. But you know what? We're going to go after the gas tank. And so now they've got what, their second proposed tax hike there in California in what, less than 6 months.
Yeah. You know, and it's scary, too. Now, with the proposal for my state of New Jersey, mm-hmm. Bill Murphy proposes raising not only sales tax, but there's supposedly a few others that are on the table. They said that they weren't going to do this when we passed our, I believe it was a 22% to 24% gas tax here in New Jersey. That's a very significant amount of money. Like that's a really big one for a state that's been traditionally a big government state. I wish that Guardano would have actually vetoed it. She was actually sitting as the acting lieutenant governor when it actually passed. She had actually absolute power to go ahead and veto it if she wanted to, but didn't. But either way, I mean, I think Christie rolled back a little bit that we didn't turn into California yet, but Murphy's going to accelerate our rate towards becoming that big of a state government and economy.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing to me in this modern era with all the empirical evidence, how the people, how the citizens of these different states that are being controlled by this democratic experiment, and I'm not talking a democratic form of government, I'm talking about a party experiment that they continue to have is what Pat Riley would call the disease of more. There's just not enough for them. They just keep grabbing. And, and you might say, and it's justified because you've got return on investment, that things are so much better. But look what happened is all these single-party states that are run by the Democratic Party and Democratic leadership, they're either bankrupt or near bankrupt. I don't hear one success story. Do you?
No, I don't. It's so much historical evidence to the contrary And you still keep on getting another sprouting up of a new generation that thinks that they can make it work. And that's really the definition of insanity, is just keep continuously trying the same thing and expecting a different result. You know, California, unfortunately, and they've got these proposals for, you know, East California, kind of breaking away from the coastal regions in Northern California and the uber liberal right. areas. I mean, I don't see any, I mean, you kind of have to let it, I guess the people have to suffer is one, but a lot of people are refusing to suffer and they're leaving the state, which means that they're going to get a lot less revenue because these are right. of the core of the earners. You know, right. people, the middle class and the upper middle class generally do a lot to carry an economy. Obviously, you have your top level payers. But you know that whole dynamic has changed.
Well, they don't have a fair chance to. Yeah, the other side doesn't have a fair chance to win, Julio. As you know, they rigged the system. The Democrats have set this up into perpetuity because even when you come down to elections, who gets to be in the final ballot? But the two greatest vote winners. It's not a party representation. It's only a single party representation because more votes go to the Democrats. So there's no Republican representation in a lot of these runoffs in the final election because that's the way they jury rig the system. So how do you have a fair chance to win like that?
Yeah, you really don't. Other than the fact that you just finally turn off all the people that are within that party when they realize that the people at the very top aren't necessarily operating in their best interest. But I think they're just so whacked out there in California. Right. And that party walks in lockstep. I think that when you're not that deep a thinker, that you just take a party line vote on everything. I mean, that's pretty much what the Democrat Party was. If you look at the way that they executed things, they just walked in a straight line behind Barack Obama, Harry Reid, and Pelosi, and whatever, yeah. however far left and radical they wanted to be, they always had the votes to go ahead and pass everything. The Republicans fight amongst themselves, and we can't get anything done because you've got a large majority of the party that not quite as insidious, but almost as bad as the Democrats, and then you just really have the Freedom Caucus type legislators and like the handful of Republican senators that refuse to go along with them.
Well, Julio, let me say, you know, we're hearing a lot from the minority voices of illegal immigrants. I sure would like to hear more from the legal immigrants represented not only in California but around this country. Julio Rivera has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. More coming up right after this.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placement. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. A national survey of more than 1,000 U.S. drivers reveals a surprising disparity between attitudes and behavior when it comes to distracted driving. The survey was commissioned by Esurance to better understand why people get distracted when they're behind the wheel. One worrying finding is that more than 90% of those surveyed believe that texting while driving is not a good idea, but more than half of daily commuters continue to do it anyway. Stephanie Braun is the director of the Connected Car at Esurance.
Despite the fact that fatalities related to distracted driving are on the rise, the survey tells us that drivers are willing to take the risk and continue to give in to the lure of using technology while driving. We're seeing more automakers try to address the issue of distracted driving through semi-autonomous features, but nearly a third of drivers with in-car safety tech believe warnings, sounds, and alerts can be distracting as well.
For more information, visit www.esurance.com. That's www.esurance.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Independent and fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. George Upper continues with us, the executive editor at the Western Journal. We were talking about the Western Conservative Conference. And George, nothing like, getting people together of like mind to realize that, sometimes I feel like we're feeling different parts of the elephant and we're blindfolded. And the advantage of having people together like this is because they come from their various regions and saying, yeah, that's happening here too. And you get consensus and realize that, there is a war against conservative values. But, you consider the track record, the empirical evidence of conservatism. And, not since Ronald Reagan have we had, the kind of buzz that Donald Trump is doing. It certainly is not Ronald Reagan, but there are some things right. that remind you of him. And, as we were talking with another guest earlier, considering that we were so close to having a Hillary Clinton presidency, and what would have that brought us?
Right. Oh, that's absolutely right. I mean, there are a number of ways to look at Trump, right? And one of them is just that, compared to the alternative, I'll take 50 Donald Trumps, mm-hmm. With whatever issues he had 10 or 15 years ago that the media can't stop talking about, but, that are essentially largely irrelevant to mm-hmm. what he's doing today.
Right.
You mentioned Reagan and you're right. Trump is no Reagan. But in some ways, and I want to be careful how I say this because I don't want your listeners, picking up stones and, circling me. In some ways, I think Trump is actually more effective than Reagan. And he is not the ideologue that Reagan was. Reagan was definitely a far more superior conservative thinker.
Mm-hmm.
But
what Trump has done, being a great manager and a very experienced business person, is he surrounded himself with good people, and those good people, for the most part, are very solid conservatives. Mm-hmm. So he's getting really good advice, and being the businessman that he is, he knows how to act on that advice and enact some of the things that, you know, we've been calling for a very long time. And his negotiation skills, you know, obviously every time we think he's made a misstep or a blunder, it seems to be to me that it turns out to be just another part of the process, the negotiation process. Mm-hmm. I think most conservatives kind of shook their heads a little bit when he started talking about tariffs and penalties on international trade. And yet we see even this week that China, for instance, is turning and saying, we don't want a trade war either. Let's come to the table.
Let's talk about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Well, the same nervousness. Yeah, George, same nervousness, you know, hit the international community when they heard that Trump was going to go to the NATO partners and say, you know, you guys got to pay up. Oh, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You know, President Obama didn't do that. And, no, we're going to do that. And he goes and he says, guys, we think you should honor your commitments. They go, well, nobody ever asked. You know,
right.
So just something that simple, and right. Here it is, and you get movement, you know, and, you know, the thing is, this is, you know, as been said, George, and you and I grew up with this, is that the difference between a conservative and a progressive is experience, and I'd say
right.
Experience connected to reality, because sometimes progressives get so ideologically fixed that, you know, even though all the evidence says you're going to run into a brick wall, you know, it's hell be damned, man. We're still going,
right,
you know,
right.
Because we're progressing.
It feels good to do this. It feels good.
You yeah.
know, I think it was Dennis Prager who said that, you know, one of the significant differences between liberals and conservatives is that liberals do what feels good and mm-hmm. conservatives do what is good.
Yes.
And, you know, that's... I understand. I certainly understand the desire to feel good.
Mm, yes.
I get it. We all get that.
Mm.
But the thinking or lack of thinking, I really should say, among many liberals, not all, of course, I don't want to overgeneralize too much, but among many liberals, look at what's happening in the country now. We've got a whole third of the country looking to high school students for leadership
yes.
on policy.
Pretty scary, isn't it?
And somebody, you know, that's clearly not something somebody woke up and said, hey, I've got a brilliant idea.
Mm.
Let's go talk to some 16-year-olds. They know what's going on in the world.
Right.
They're feeling their way through this issue. They're not thinking about it at all.
No. Well, you see, that's what's missing, and which I had suggested earlier, and that is that, you know, you have to be educated. I mean, these kids, we
right.
said early on that their hashtag was going to get hijacked, and sure enough, it has. They are spouting party lines that, you know, are antithetical to common sense. There's
right.
nothing that they're saying, or I should say very little that they're saying, that has any evidence that would have affected and changed things one iota to what happened on their campus. You know, this
That's
is about
absolutely right.
this is about school safety, and they're missing the point when they think it's about the NRA or Marco Rubio or Dana Lash or somebody, God forbid. I mean, come on,
right.
you know. But you know, they're following the party line, and then they have one of their spokespersons, Emma Gonzalez, who shows up in a military jacket wearing the flag of Cuba and talking
right.
about gun control here in the United States. And going with the flag of Cuba,
you are,
really? Go ahead.
That tells you exactly where they're coming from. And they're not only do they not necessarily have good ideas, and I'll agree with you, there are probably a few nuggets in there, you know, mm-hmm. that we should consider. But, I mean, they're self-contradictory. They will, within the same breath,
mm-hmm.
say, the government has failed us. We need more government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they literally say that in the same sentence.
Yeah.
This happened. You know, this tragedy happened because the FBI drop the ball. We need to give the FBI more responsibility. That's their argument.
Yes, exactly.
That's not an argument. That's ludicrous. That's,
yeah, they're, no yeah, they're just not. They're not.
There isn't.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's an adult in the room saying, I just see the one guy in the back of the room, putting his hands up. Has anybody thought this through?
Yeah.
And the answer to that question is no. Nobody has thought this through.
Yes, yes. Even Spicoli. Spicoli would have an answer. Wait a minute. You guys are messed up. I'm going to go order a pizza. And when you figure it out, I'll be back, So, hey, why not?
And that would make him the most productive person in that conversation because he got a pizza out of it.
And the thing is, unfortunately, is these kids are getting revved up for the sake of feeling good. And the other thing that comes into play, relative to what Dennis had said, and Dennis is a dear friend of mine. We go back many years together. Is that what comes into play also with conservatism is we believe and understand deferred gratification. It's not that you want to do something and have something instantaneous. Progressives want it yesterday. And that's the difference because the thing is that conservatives will say, look, we're going to, let's talk about enacting, but let's talk about the unintended consequences before they become, the realization of our, of our policies that we've instituted.
Absolutely right. One of my first bosses, I was young. I'd just gotten out of the Army, I think. And he said, I don't remember how the subject came up, but he said something along the lines of, when you're, as you get older, you grow more conservative. You're born liberal, and you get more conservative as you grow older. And, largely what he was talking about, and he was probably, 29 or something at the time. That's, he's talking about the same thing. You have to have experience. You have to have some worldview. You have to have some real life understanding about how the world works, and you have to have questioned some things, and realize that not everything is as simple as it looks.
Exactly.
Because nothing is right. Mm-hmm. Nothing is ever as simple as it looks. But when you're 16.
It all seems that way, doesn't
it? It does. Because you haven't failed enough yet. And God help us, the current generation coming up, we haven't let them fail at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're 16, it's all about pimples and puberty. That's enough to keep you busy, George, I want to talk to you about Facebook and what they've done to their brand here. I was thinking that maybe with the conservative consortium that was held, that maybe there was conversation. We've been having it here on this show that potentially there is an outlet for a distribution channel a la Facebook, but conservative style. What do you think?
I totally agree. In fact, I was on a panel discussion with James O'Keefe and Aaron Klein from Breitbart and on that very topic.
I think it's on the horizon. It has to be because, Facebook, for potentially what they could have done, they've really hurt themselves big time by compromising their brand, haven't they?
Completely agree. The problem with the so-called new media that conservatives have embraced so much is that we're not actually the media. The media is the distribution channel, right?
Yes,
we're the messenger and the message.
Right.
But the media hates us. It's Google and Apple and Facebook and Twitter. They hate us. And they control our distribution. That's the problem.
We got to leave it right there. George Upper on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, George. Appreciate it.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.